what probably could have been the roots of Kurt Cobain's final ultimate.
We had Dr. Drew on several times on the morning show, and he was from the very beginning in Rome. When the thing happened in Rome, Dr. Drew was saying, all the public relations were saying Kurt Cobain is okay, he spent the night, he got a little rest, he'll be back on the road. And Dr. Drew was saying, that's not true. I mean, there were flags going up everywhere. Yeah. Everybody was saying, look, he's not okay. And Dr. Drew was, some of the friends of Kurt Cobain that we had spoken to were saying, we're not only concerned about his health and his ability to perform, but his staying alive. I mean, this is not a huge monster surprise to a lot of people who know anything behind the scenes about Kurt Cobain.
And here at the radio station, when we got the press release that it was legal barbiturates and champagne that put him into a coma, we all shook our heads and we went on with the official statement because that's what we were told. But we were thinking it was, other things, and maybe it was that cry for help. And inadvertently, the people that put out that press statement perhaps, helped speed up this untimely demise, because if they had said, hey, this guy actually tried to kill himself, maybe then he could have gotten help and this could have been prevented. So sometimes, the kindest thing to do is to be really, really brutally honest.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Okay, we'll take a couple more calls and we'll play you some more Nirvana. Hi, K-Rock.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I would like to read a poem dedicated to Kurt Cobain, if I can.
Okay, if it's not too long.
It's not at all.
Okay, please go ahead then.
Can I talk to Richard?
Yeah, you're on the air right now with Richard and Kevin.
Oh, okay. Here it goes. This is dedicated to Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
I heard today sadder news than that from a train. Another rock star, a node, white you, Kurt Cobain. So much, so little you couldn't complain. I found God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jim, Janice, Jimmy. The list goes on. It's my turn, my drug, my song. Couldn't believe I was hearing right. Angels await for an endless flight. I found God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 1 second of true reality. A blast, a drop, an atrocity. Let me hear it again. Let it pierce my ears louder. A man, a father, an artist. Yes, I found God. Thanks, Kurt.
I don't think we could say it any better. Here's Nirvana.
Could I write? is 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. It's Tammy joining my friends Kevin and Richard. And I was out running this morning when I heard you break the news about Kurt Cobain. And well, they say April is the cruelest month. This has certainly been a week for cancellations and the Kurt Cobain news. We do have some news feeds, and we also have a couple of statements from Geffen and DGC, if you guys want to share in the reading. This one is from Geffen and DGC Records President Ed Rosenblatt. It says, "We are all devastated by the unbelievable tragedy of Kurt Cobain's death. The world has lost a great artist, and we've lost a great friend. It leaves a huge void in our hearts. Obviously, Kurt will be missed by us all." End quote.
This is a press release from Gold Mountain Entertainment. For immediate release, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of such a talented artist, close friend, loving husband and father. The intensity and creativity of Kurt's music and his thoughts will always be treasured. Kurt's art has transcended beyond the popular to speak to millions around the world. Painfully, Kurt's passions and feelings about his fame overwhelmed him. We will miss him, his music, and his friendship deeply."
Seems obvious that even though the police department still not confirming it was Kurt Cobain, that everyone is saying it was, you know, from the record company down to his close friends. The police are just waiting, I suppose, for the, you know, final confirmation with, you know, fingerprints, etc.
So it's unofficially confirmed at this point.
Yeah, I would think, though, if the record company are putting this out, that we can be pretty sure. It's just the police have to be, you know, 100%.
We were sure almost immediately after they had started bringing up the news. Everybody was saying, "We're sure, we have, you know, there's nobody from the police department that will go on mass media and say they're sure until everybody's been contacted and they go about the process that needs to be gone about." But it, there was never much doubt.
Has anyone heard where Courtney Love is?
I heard that they were here in Los Angeles at the time. Well, I don't know at the time. They were the last, you know, known that they were here in Los Angeles, and maybe they had gone back now, but... That's where they were.
That's unconfirmed at this point. Yeah. And in memory of Kurt, what we're going to do starting tonight and probably continuing through the weekend is play all four Nirvana albums in their entirety. So we will be playing a lot of Kurt Cobain Nirvana music.
Actually, yeah, that as our tribute to Kurt Cobain and how much he's meant to our format, at 8 o'clock tonight we're going to just scratch all the other music that we normally play, and we're just going to track all four albums in a row. We'll just play them and just let them roll. And those of you who may not have all four of them and may want to record them or just listen as a tribute to his music, we will be doing that tonight at 8 o'clock. And also, we might as well make this announcement now. Because of the tragedy, we've postponed the Depeche Mode weekend. It just doesn't seem right to celebrate one band when another one has been taken away from us. So the Depeche Mode weekend will be in the future, and instead this weekend we will just dedicate it to the memory of Kurt Cobain.
Okay, and we did get this news feed from The Source, the NBC The Source, and then we're going to go back to some more music here on KROQ.
An executive of Geffen Records says 28-year-old Kurt Cobain, lead singer of the grunge rock group Nirvana, has apparently taken his life with a shotgun blast. Sample of Cobain's work known as The Smell of Teen Spirit. His mother, Wendy O'Connor, says the last time she spoke with her son, she told him not to join what she called the stupid club of other rock musicians who died prematurely. Cobain's body was found in his Seattle home. Police say a suicide note was nearby.
As of this morning, there was a body found in the apartment of Kurt Cobain by an electrician. It was dead of a bullet hole to the head. There was a suicide note left, and at this point, unofficially confirmed, it was Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. We're going to gather up all the information that we have received thus far this morning. We have been playing lots of Nirvana music. We are going to continue that at K-Rock in memory of Kurt Cobain. We were going to play all four Nirvana albums in their entirety tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. Of course, highlighting different Nirvana stuff throughout the day until 8 o'clock. And because of this tragedy, we have decided to postpone the Depeche Mode weekend. However, tickets for Depeche Mode will still be going on sale this Sunday at 11 as scheduled. We just didn't think it was appropriate at this time to, you know, have the big Depeche Mode party, since we are all grieving, and we did want to play the music of Nirvana. So we will take some more phone calls throughout the day a little later on, but we do need to play a little bit of catch up, and certainly, you know, we are available here at 1-800-520-1067 here at K-Rock, and unofficially confirmed that Kurt Cobain dead of an apparent suicide. So what we're actually waiting for is, we talked to, I think it was about an hour ago, we talked to someone from the Seattle Police Department, and even though major news sources have confirmed that it is Kurt Cobain, there is still some, you know, next of kin notification, and, you know, it takes a while to make sure that it actually was Kurt, but, you know, no matter what, it is a tragedy. So, news as it happens here. I'm Tammy here on K-Rock. Hi, Doc.
Good morning. Good afternoon now. But this morning we've been tracking down the story. We heard from the record industry sources first, but now networks and news agencies are also confirming that it was Kurt Cobain of Nirvana who was found dead in his home in Seattle, apparently the victim of a self-inflicted shotgun wound. A suicide note was reportedly left. The story we have from record industry sources, but not law enforcement sources in Seattle, is that an electrician going to the Cobain residence to do some work discovered the body, and it may have been as many as several days ago when the tragedy actually occurred.
Okay. And this is as of up to the moment that you got
up to
this.
The moment. That was the last headline from the last national network I checked in with. Of course, K-Rock gets its own news, and we had it from earlier record industry sources that more or less what we feared had happened indeed did take place.
Okay.
What the context is of this, in view of his past drug problems, his hospitalization in Rome, his personal life, plans for the group Nirvana, what could have triggered this? No information. That note has not been released to the press.
And probably won't be for some time because of...
If there's decency in the world, perhaps never.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that comment. I'm sure a lot of people share that sentiment.
As much as we want to know with our inquiring minds.
Well, you know, you can't fix it now.
No.
It's happened. All right, Doc, please stay in touch.
We are on top of the story.
Okay. Thank you very much. And also, as we mentioned earlier, tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we will play all four Nirvana albums in their entirety in memory of Kurt Cobain. And we have decided to postpone our Depeche Mode weekend. However, the tickets for that concert will still go on sale at 11 o'clock Sunday morning as scheduled. But we will be playing music of Nirvana throughout the weekend. Tammy here on The Rock, trying to, you know, make some semblance of this. We spent a lot of time this morning on it, and obviously we will be in the memory of Kurt Cobain playing Nirvana music throughout the day, concentrating tonight on all four Nirvana albums. Starting at 8 o'clock, we're going to play all four Nirvana albums in their entirety. In the memory of Kurt Cobain, who was found dead this morning of an apparent suicide. And we've decided again to postpone our Depeche Mode weekend. The tickets for Depeche Mode's concerts will go on sale this Sunday at 11. However, we decided to spend some time with the music of Nirvana. So we will be playing music throughout the day, and we'll get to some more Nirvana songs and probably take some more of your phone calls. But, you know, as always, we are here. We are your friend. That's the least and the best thing we can probably do at a time like this is, you know, invite you in. You're part of the K-Rock family. And, you know, we are affected by Kurt Cobain's tragic death, as you are. So our number is 1-800-520-1067. You can always give us a call here at K-Rock. K-R-O-Q, I think we're going to replay the information that we received almost an hour ago here at K-Rock.
An executive of Geffen Records says 28-year-old Kurt Cobain, lead singer of the grunge rock group Nirvana, has apparently taken his life with a shotgun blast. Sample of Cobain's work known as The Smell of Teen Spirit. His mother, Wendy O'Connor, says the last time she spoke with her son, she told him not to join what she called the stupid club of other rock musicians who died prematurely. Cobain's body was found in his Seattle home. Police say a suicide note was nearby.
KROQ, Pearl Jam, part of the Seattle music community, one of the past headliners of Lollapalooza, which Nirvana earlier in the week pulled out of negotiations to headline this coming summer's Lollapalooza concerts, amidst rumors of Kurt Cobain's health problems after the incident in Rome with the coma induced by prescription drugs and alcohol. And now we have unofficially confirmed, whatever that means to you. Some people would see that as an oxymoron, contradiction in terms, but unofficially confirmed that as of this morning, the body of Kurt Cobain was found in his apartment. There was an electrician working at the apartment house, looked in the window, saw a body lying on the floor. The body was found to be dead of a gunshot wound, and at this point, unofficially confirmed that it is Kurt Cobain of Nirvana. So tonight here on K-Rock, we're going to play all four Nirvana albums in their entirety, starting at 8 o'clock in memory of Kurt Cobain and his music. News as it happens, details as they happen. There was a suicide note found. It may never be released. That may or may not be a good thing. But we will take some more phone calls from you throughout the day here at K-Rock. We may air some of them. We may not air some of them. But just know that we are here for you. And also, I did want to mention that Loveline is here for you. And as a sometime host, fill-in host of Loveline here on K-Rock, you know, I hear in the callers' voices that there is a lot of despair and there is confusion, and I would just hope that you know that we're here for you as a friend and as a referral to, you know, professional help. If you are depressed, if you are suffering from this, if you are considering suicide, certainly you can always call us here at 1-800-520-1067, and we will refer you to some help. We will talk you through it, and we will be here as a support network, as part of your support network. If you know someone who is depressed and is maybe considering this, it would be of course, you know, excellent for you to intervene as just a caring human and someone here. Frank Murphy, is there a further news report, a summary? Okay. So I've been doing most of this just off the top of my head. So this morning at 8:56 a.m., Seattle Fire Department responded to a call at the home of Kurt Cobain. An electrician who had been doing some work at the home said he saw a body through the window. Seattle police reported that the body was that of a white male who had been shot in the head with a shotgun. There was also a suicide note found. The body had been dead for at least a day, maybe longer. Nirvana's record company and management company have both issued statements confirming that the body was that of Kurt Cobain. The Seattle medical examiner has not yet identified the body, so that is the update at this point. Again, we have postponed our Depeche Mode weekend, and we decided in honor of Kurt Cobain, in memory of Kurt Cobain and Nirvana's music, that that's what we would concentrate on this weekend. However, the Depeche Mode tickets will still go on sale this Sunday at 11 a.m., and we'll play some more music for you, and some of it will be Nirvana music next.
Seattle homicide investigators say they found the body of Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain, dead of a shotgun wound to the head. Special report from CBS News just ahead. Rwanda, more fighting in the streets as Americans in the Central African country are advised to keep their heads down. These stories coming up along with sports from Fred Gallagher.
Lindsay Davenport has upset Conchita Martinez in Florida. Daryl Strawberry is already in a drug treatment facility. Those stories in a golf update at 12:45.
This is Jerry Laird at the Pacific Stock Exchange. The Bel Air Hotel up for sale. The Dow down 19. I'll have a report at 12:50.
KNX News Time, 12:30. Traffic every 6 minutes. Here's Donna Dower.
Well, good news there on the northbound side of the Golden State Freeway. All cleared away. The earlier problem at Magic Mountain Parkway. Traffic in pretty good shape. In fact, our own Doug Dunlap just checked in, and the northbound side of the 5 moving from Lyons now, but the northbound side of the Golden State, a little bit south of there, through the old road detour. It's already loaded up from Roxford as you work your way up through the detour. Then, of course, it opens up there at Calgrove. Over on the Santa Ana Freeway, northbound side of the 5, just before the Long Beach Freeway, 3-car collision clearing along the right-hand shoulder and delays getting away from Garfield. And watch your step, that debris on the northbound side of the Long Beach Freeway, just before Century, some wood debris primarily in the two left-hand lanes. Back in 6 minutes with more traffic on KNX 1070.
Cloudy skies this afternoon. May get a little rain thrown in. May even get a little sunshine. It's going to be kind of a mixed bag today, and the same goes for tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow at the Civic Center will be in the upper 60s. Overnight lows mid-50s and Hollywood 61 degrees. Traffic and weather together every 6 minutes on KNX 1070. It's 12:31.
Sport. I'm Nick Young. In Seattle, homicide detectives are quoted as saying the body of an apparent suicide victim found at the home of Kurt Cobain is that of the rock singer and co-founder of the group Nirvana. Diana Olick is a reporter with Seattle TV station KIRO.
An electrician working for security was walking around the area, saw a man's body lying inside the cottage next door. It's an upstairs of a garage. There's a gunshot wound to the head. Police now tell us it is a shotgun that was used. There was a suicide note next to the body, as well as identification.
Cobain, who was 28, apparently had been home resting after an incident early last month in Rome. He was hospitalized after falling into a coma brought on by drugs and alcohol. He'd reportedly gone to Italy to recover from health problems that had prompted cancellation of two of his band's concert dates in Europe. Cobain was the driving force behind Nirvana, a trio that pioneered what came to be known as grunge rock. The group followed up the smash debut album Nevermind in 1991 with last year's In Utero, which includes the hit Heart-Shaped Box. Young, the program director at Seattle station KISW, says grunge has become a very influential form of rock.
It's really basically a mixture of hard rock and alternative music, in the sense that it does have a hard edge. It really does more or less reflect a production style in terms of the music, kind of a wall of mud.
Young says Nirvana's appeal reflects its musicianship and also the band's message of angst.
They were a trio, so there's certainly a simplistic approach to the band. They were all very, very good musicians, and they touched a nerve amongst America's young people.
An editor at Spin magazine says Cobain was to this generation what John Lennon was to an earlier generation. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Nick Young.